Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Are all fairly heavy this morning in terms of news, so we'll start off with something positive. The front of the Irish Times, a lovely photograph of Ireland's Ben Healy celebrating in the race leader's yellow jersey following yesterday's 10th stage of the Tour de France, and Ian O'Riordan writing that Bastille Day turned into another historic day for Irish cycling after Ben Healy rode himself into the leader's yellow jersey in yesterday's 163-kilometre 10th stage of the Tour de France. 4 days after his outright victory in stage six, Healy produced another magnificent performance to finish third in yesterday's first proper mountainous stage. So congratulations to him. That's the good news. The bad news, if you're waiting for €1,000 in the budget, unfortunately that's gone, because the complete elimination of one-off payments and a sharp reduction in current spending growth are likely in this year's budget, as payments that have benefited the average worker by about €1,000 are pulled back. This is according to people involved in the budget process. So these two elements, plus a significant boost to capital spending, are likely to form the basis of a restrained budget in the face of economic uncertainty. Reading between the lines, it's not going to be a giveaway budget, or that's what kite they're flying on the 15th of July about the budget. Then the Irish Daily Mail says we've a stark warning on the cost of living. The government is to hold firm on its commitment to end cost of living measures in the budget, despite fresh warnings that the move will push households into poverty. Now, we're going to be talking to St Vincent de Paul here shortly on Breakfast Briefing, where they're warning about 250,000 people going to need their services this year. And the ESRI is today saying that they're going to caution that removing one-off measures like energy credits is likely to lead to knock-on effects on poverty and inequality. But we are being told there's going to be no cost of living one-off measures in this budget. The Irish Examiner on the front page says jobs will be lost in tariff war with the US. A 30% tariff trade war with the US would have significant impacts on the Irish economy, including an increasing rate of job losses. And this is what Simon Harris, the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister, is going to warn ministers when they sit around this morning. Also on the front of the Examiner, an EU digital identity wallet could be used to prevent children from accessing porn or gambling websites. So in order to keep children safe, they could have a digital ID wallet. This is what the European Commission is saying. But knowing how the EU Commission works, this would take years to roll out, I'm sure. Irish Daily Mirror, brothers from hell jailed. A former priest now joins his brother in prison after admitting the historic rape and abuse of his sisters. Outside court, two survivors of Richard Brennan's attacks slammed his 8-year jail sentence. The survivors are Paula Fay and Catherine Wrightstone. I was certainly struck watching them speaking outside court at their bravery, waiving their anonymity and speaking so well outside court. And they're certainly not impressed with the 8-year sentence, and they are appealing to the DPP to review that. Irish Daily Star, Connor makes an auras of it. This is the news that the rapper Azealia Banks has launched an X-rated social media rant at Conor McGregor and published nude photos that she claims he sent her. She told her fans that Conor McGregor had warned her not to share them, and she also mocked his plans to run for the presidency. So she's published photographs that she says come from Conor McGregor, naked pictures of him. Exactly who you'd want an Áras an Uachtar on, of course. Irish Independent on the front page, artists seeking state grants asked about their sexuality. Quite a bizarre story. The Data Protection Commissioner has written to the Arts Council to seek further details on the nature of questions asked of artists when applying for bursary grants this year. It follows concerns raised by artists who say they were asked about their sexuality and religious orientation, among other personal questions, when they applied for the bursary round in February, which led a lot of artists, I'm sure, scratching their head going, what does my sexuality matter when I'm applying for a grant? So the Data Protection Commissioner investigating that. And staying with the arts, the Irish Sun, keep your funny money. This says the comedian Dave McSavage, who has slammed calls for comedians to receive arts funding from the state, saying you get funny or you starve. So Fine Gael TD Brian Brennan has this idea that the Arts Council should help out all artists, including stand-up comedians. However, Dave McSavage has said the government funding could kill comedy. And I suppose what he's suggesting is, if you're a comedian and you get funding from the state and funding from the government, can you then criticise and be satirical about the government? So he says, if you're a comedian, if you're good enough and you're funny enough, you'll make money, you don't need state funding for it. Not an easy job being a comedian, of course. Lots of talk about the next president of Ireland. In the papers today, the Irish Examiner says that today we're going to get the news that Mairead McGuinness will be Fine Gael's nominated person for the presidential election, because the Fine Gael nominations close today and it's expected it'll be just Mairead McGuinness on the ticket. The Examiner says the party began its nominations process last Monday, but we saw Sean Kelly withdraw on Thursday. So now they expect that Mairead McGuinness will be the only candidate within Fine Gael, and they reckon that she could win the race, according to sources in the party. They were keen on having a contest, but that seems to be gone now, because it looks like they're not going to put anyone up against Mairead McGuinness. So it'll be a coronation rather than an election, is not the phrase. Also, Catherine Connolly is in the papers because in the Indo, we're told that the Labour Party will hear from Catherine Connolly at a meeting in Leinster House today, but they're not expected to immediately endorse her. Members of the Parliamentary Labour Party of TDs and senators were guarded about Ms Connolly because it had alleged, she's a former member of Labour who left in 2006, saying Labour lost its soul. So Labour are a bit reluctant to go for her. And one member of the Labour Party said, it turns out she needs us now and would like us to sell our soul again. That's a quote in the Indo. So she'll have to present herself to the Labour Party today and then they'll decide. She does have the support of the Social Democrats. Elsewhere, if you're driving today, be careful in bus lanes, because the Irish Times tells us Gardaí gave out more than 6,000 penalty notices to drivers using bus lanes last year. It's a 28% increase on 2023. And yet every day when I'm driving home outside that Royal Liver Park there on the way out of Dublin, I'm surrounded by drivers who use the bus lane. Never see the guards there, but they are giving out thousands of penalty notices. Dublin and Cork City had the largest increase in bus lane enforcement last year. So you have been warned of that. Talking about the president, they're also still talking about who's going to fill in and take over on Liveline. The latest in the Star and the Mirror is that it looks like it's Dermot Whelan, formerly of Today FM, who's sparking speculation that he will be the next host of Liveline. Apparently the rumour mill is in overdrive that RTE bosses are in talks to replace Joe Duffy with Dermot Whelan. In case you thought that it was guaranteed that Katie Hannan was getting it, Ladbrokes now gives Dermot Whelan 5-1 odds of taking over from Joe Duffy. And final story from the Mail, we have our favourite toys of all time, and it is Lego. Hamleys have done a survey and Lego, the Rubik's Cube and Barbie are the best toys of all time. They've made a list with the help of industry buyers on the toys that had cultural impact, enduring popularity and historical significance. Also in the top 10, Monopoly, Tamagotchi, Furby, Nintendo Game Boy, Marbles, Snakes and Ladders and Play-Doh. They are our childhood favourites.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.